Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm disgusted.
Disgusted at what?
All those Knicks fans there. This Philadelphia is a
100 miles. It's 100 miles away.
I don't give a damn. We're the Philadelphia 76. You can't have them people in your building making all that noise.
Sounds like a home game for New York.
It does. Yeah. It really sounds like a home game for the Knicks. I am so disappointed.
Well, you guys have to stop.
I guarantee you, them people in New York wouldn't sell Sixers tickets.
Well, people
come
want
on,
money.
Man.
Charles Barkley did not hold back last night at halftime. Disappointed in what was going on with all those Knicks fans, the Wells Fargo Center. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. A lot of reaction this morning and this afternoon to the Quinyon Mitchell pick, which I think most of us here like. Elliot didn't love it, but most of us here like the pick of Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah, he was kind of harsh.
Well, I think it's fair to have some question marks about where he came from in the school and competition, but he checks a lot of boxes, and I love they didn't have to trade up for him. And, of course, the big Sixers win last night. Joel Embiid, 50 points. Amazing. He was amazing last night. But it was annoying to see all those Knicks fans there. And when the game was close early before the Sixers pulled away, I mean, it was loud. Barkley, that was like Barkley's biggest takeaway from the first half, was those annoying Knicks fans and people here that, you know, sold their tickets.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, though. I mean, I get it. I know it might not be the popular opinion to have. But, I mean, this team, all I hear about for the last couple months is how this team rips your heart out. And how they're hard to watch, and a lot of people felt like when they went down 2-0, that's the same old Sixers. So when you see the place or the building like that, I understand why some fans felt like it wasn't worth going to. And if they're going to get something out of this, might as well get a couple dollars.
I'm going to throw out a quick question about the mentality of fans who sold their tickets last night. Now, look, if something came up in life and you couldn't go, I understand that. I'm not saying it's a game. I recognize that. But if you sold it because they were down 2-0, can I just ask one question? Did you not realize they were on the road the first two games? Didn't you realize you bought tickets to game three for a 7 seed against a 2 seed, that they were to be underdogs the first two games? Like, is it really that surprising they came home down 0-2?
No, I think
they were underdogs
the first
two games.
I think most people thought, like, if you're being honest, that it would have been 1-1.
Probably, but 0-2 isn't, like, they're not the favorite. They weren't an overwhelming favorite or have home court. They're the underdog now in the series.
You know what's funny? And I feel like this when I talk to most Sixers fans. They've been emotionally invested so long into the process that at this point they're just tired. Like, because after Joel Embiid got hurt and he was out there limping in the second game, like the level of frustration that people had, I don't think anybody was mad the fact that he got hurt. It was more about the fact that it happens every year around this time. So that's probably one of the reasons why they sold the tickets, because they just knew, or they just felt in their heart of hearts, that this thing wasn't going to turn around.
Listen, just don't sell the tickets to Knicks fans. I mean, am I asking for a lot here? Just don't sell the tickets to Knicks fans.
I mean, out of the Knicks fans' head, getting playing head cracking prices like that. I mean, you got, you know, hey.
This isn't for profit. This is for fandom.
I mean, I think that's why they sold them, though.
Well, then that's annoying. I mean,
I don't think that's why they sold them. I think they sold them because they were giving up. They were down 0-2.
Yes. Well, a part of that, and they had a chance to get a nice little piece of change.
Right, I get it. I just am confused if you were surprised they're down 0-2.
Here's my thing.
They're the seventh seed.
Here's my thing. If you paid the price to get those tickets, then you had already shelled out the money to go see your team potentially beat the Knicks in Game 3.
And you were sick.
If you're selling them, it's not the money that's intriguing you. It's the idea that it's not worth going anymore.
Well, no,
what changes.
I think part of it is you wanted to recoup some of the losses. You wanted to feel good about something.
None of this has any, like, I think the money thing might have 5% to do with it, Hugh, because if they thought the Sixers were in the series, if it was 1-1, no one's selling those tickets to Knicks fans just because of a head-cracking price. Come on.
No, not 1-1.
We need to get real.
But not 1-1, but 2-0, definitely.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that it has nothing to do with the profit. It has everything to do with the fact that they gave up. No, it doesn't. Because they gave up on the Sixers. The profit wouldn't matter if they thought that they had a realistic chance in the series.
But
they
Kyle,
already bought the tickets.
Also, they were 5-point underdogs in both games. But like, did anyone not realize 0-2 was a very distinct possibility?
But I think the part that y'all are missing is that these fans have been going through this for the longest. They've been suffering this for the longest, and they just felt like it was more the same.
That's my point. Is it more of the same means it's not about the money. It's about, no, the Sixers
it is
are
about,
gonna,
it's also
no, it's
about
not.
The money.
No,
they don't want to deal with the mental anguish.
No, Hugh, they already spent the money on the tickets. If they thought that they had a chance, then they would have thought it was money well spent. They didn't think it was money well spent anymore because it was the Sixers.
Okay, what about my mental anguish watching the cheers as Brunson's dropping threes?
Now, that was.
Is no one thinking about me?
Well, what about my Sixers MVP getting booed at the free throw line in his own stadium in the playoffs?
Nobody's thinking about you, huh, Joe? That's
no.
what it is.
Well, not just me, but everyone else who felt
put
the
it
same
like
way.
This. Put it like this. And I'm willing to give the fans that sold the tickets a pass. It's not going to be like that the next time they play.
No, there's no passes.
Well, it better not.
There's no passes.
It better not be like that. That was unacceptable.
No passes.
No, Joel Embiid can't be getting booed at home on the free throw line in the playoffs. That's a disgrace.
Knicks fans came deep the last time they were in town.
Yeah, they're annoying. They're cockroaches. Get lost.
I'm talking about doing the regular season.
Could you imagine? All right, let's just play this out the other way because we're doing it with the Sixers, okay? Could you imagine? 2 years ago, we had a Giants-Eagles playoff game at Lincoln Financial Field.
I didn't ever have with the Eagles, though.
Well, it's the same people.
Never happened.
You know, what about head cracking prices getting paid by the New York Giants?
Could you imagine? Could you? Why is it
different?
No,
it's different
because
Eagles fans are stronger on their team.
But could you imagine? Hold on a second. Could you imagine if 2 years ago, and I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon because the Giants stink, but 2 years ago when the Giants came in here, could you imagine if Jalen Hurts couldn't have the cadence? They had to go silent count at home because 40,000 Giants fans
came down?
They would get
demolished on this radio station.
Of course.
Demolished. I would be sick to my stomach.
Same thing if it's a Mets-Phillies playoff series. Again, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, but whatever.
It's
like,
different.
It's not
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's different because of the mental anguish and the heartbreak
but the people,
that the Sixers have given this
But wait,
season.
You make it sound
that's
like
our point.
The people who bought those tickets already knew there was mental anguish.
Yeah, but they didn't want to – like, listen, when they went down 2-0 – so when they went down 2-0, the people felt like they weren't coming back from this.
I know.
Yeah, they
so
gave up.
So let's recoup some of my heartache with some of this cash.
Well, okay.
Cash makes you feel better.
And I am not saying
like financial apologies make people feel better.
But I'm not saying what you're saying is crazy. Like I get it. I know what I'm done with this team. That they're rolling over and dying. But then sell it to your neighbor. Like a Sixers fan, you know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay.
So like, just
but,
like
okay.
try to make sure you give it to someone
here's
who
the
will
problem.
Cheer.
Here's the problem with that.
Okay.
When you usually sell to your friends, what do your friends usually want? The friend discount.
No face
well,
value.
You don't have to sell
face
it.
Value.
No, you don't have to sell it to a direct
no.
friend.
Face
like, wait it out and find a Sixers
no,
fan who wants
if,
it.
If face value, are you kidding me? And I got a chance. For some old lame ass New Yorker to come from
See,
downtown.
See, that's the difference.
But that's what I'm saying, and they give me double the price.
No, you gotta go face value to the Sixer fan.
No,
face value.
Listen, if there's an opportunity, this is where the disconnect is with us. If there's an opportunity to take full on advantage of some Knicks
fans, but you're hurting the Sixers.
No, I'm hurting the Knicks fans.
This isn't taking
if
advantage
fan,
of a Knicks
fan.
Fan
no,
wants
it's
to
not. Give me six,
oh, come on.
Six yams for two tickets. For an hour and a half, 2 hours of sitting in a building, then I'm okay with that.
But they have the money. So they don't feel like they're being taken advantage
okay,
of.
Okay, well, if they have the money, then show me the money.
Well, there it is. All right,
show me the money.
215-592-9494.
Because friends usually don't have that kind of bread.
Yeah, but you don't need
around.
To get one
and they
over.
Want the friend, they want the friend discount. If you really want to be a fan, just give them the tickets. How about that? If you,
well,
if
then
you
you're
feel
losing,
that much for
but
the,
now
for
you're
the
losing.
Sixers fans.
Now you're losing money. All right. This segment, of course, sponsored by
the Jug Handle Inn. The Jug Handle Inn. Always good times, great food, and award-winning wings at the Jug Handle Inn.
I know the people at the Jug Handle will never sell the tickets to Knicks fans.
No, because they'll go. They'll go.
I know that. Ben is in Kensington. What's up, Ben?
What's up, guys? How are we doing today?
Hey,
what's
Ben. Up, what are you thinking?
What's up? I was at that game last night. I was in the assembly room, so I was all the way up top. The first, and there was definitely a lot of Knicks fans there, and I was definitely yelling at them to shut up. Especially when the Giants were on the clock, and I told them all that they were looking for a running back. But besides that point,
I'm sure they were annoyed at that.
Yes, absolutely. It was lots of good banter. I've been up to games in New York multiple times and stuff like that. They show up for Mets Phillies games and stuff like that. What you just mentioned, that last talking point about the Eagles, I mean, that's like a one-game thing. It's not like a series.
And sure.
You have ebbs and flows. I mean, I was watching these tickets on the secondary market. I wanted to go to this game. And the tickets were, I mean, they went down. They were less expensive after they lost that second game.
You know what, Ben? I want to take your call. We'll put you on hold. We'll bring you back. But we did say we may have a special guest, and we do have that special guest. Joining us right now, a guy, we played some of what he said a couple days ago about one of our Sixers, about Tobias Harris in particular, former NBA player, one of my favorites, and a Philly guy, Rasheed Wallace, joins the show right now to talk some NBA postseason Sixers-Knicks. How you doing, Rasheed?
You was good.
Dude, the first question I got to ask you, Sheet, how the hell you become a Kansas City Chiefs fan? Before we even talk about basketball, dog, because I saw the video with you doing the karaoke in the front yard and got the helmet on and all that other crazy stuff that you was doing. How you become a Chiefs fan, man?
Oh, man, just growing up and nobody I knew was a Chiefs fan. You know, in Philly, you either Eagles fan, Dallas fan, Pittsburgh fan, Giants fan, or Reds fan. There's always one of them in Philly. And, you know, I was like, look, I don't like none of them. And at that time, the Chiefs was trash, too. So I was like, I'm not just going to pick a winning team. No, I'm going to stick it out with this team. And, you know, I chose the Chiefs, man. I sat through all of it. Elvis Gerbach, Trent Green, Alex Smith. You know, I sat through all of it.
All right, so Sheed, you're a Chiefs fan, but Philly all the way through, and we heard you the other day on your podcast with Sheed and Tyler.
Man, give it. He blazed Tobias.
You did. All right, so at least we're talking on better note today, because that was a win last night, a big win. Rasheed, talk to us about the performance of Joel last night. 50 points in a playoff game is just a remarkable effort.
Oh, it was definitely a huge, great effort, but I'll say this. Damn, we need to get big fella some more help. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's doing great. He's doing everything that he can. He's doing everything that we're asking of him on a bum knee. But, man, he just needs some more help.
Rasheed, what do you make of the physicality in the series right now? So, you know, Joel got a flagrant last night. Some people thought, the Knicks thought he should have been thrown out of the game. I think back to your time in the league, which wasn't that long ago, but it was long enough that it's different. I mean, when you were playing – like the stuff they call in flagrants on now and wanting fouls, those weren't called the same way then. What do you think about the game now, how it's officiated, and the physicality of this series?
Well, the physicality of the series is there. You got to expect that between two rivals, Philly and New York. But I'm surprised a lot of the calls that the ref are letting go. You know, any other time during the regular season or in some other playoff game, you know, they'll blow the whistle if you breathe on a man too hard. But no, they actually let them go ahead and bump and grind down there on them chop blocks last night.
So what are you thinking now? 2-1, Sixers are down. Game 4 here in Philadelphia before they have to go back to New York. What chances do you give the Sixers to come back and win this series? Because if they do it, Sheed, they got to win now, you know, 3 more in a row or win a Game 7 up in New York.
Hey, it's all about heart. I believe it. I believe in this, man. You know, it's all about heart. We just got to get more people to help the big fella. You know, Maxey, we know he going to do his thing. Maxey's Maxey. He's out of the equation. But we need the bench. You know what I'm saying? We need Nick Nurse to believe more in the bench. Now, I know he didn't during the season when he was here. But look, now it's almost like our back is against the wall because we can't keep running our guys 42 and 43 minutes a night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's eventually, a lot of basketball.
They're going to run out of gas.
Yeah, that's a lot of basketball. So with that being said, you know, you talked about Tobias Harris and you talked about him on your podcast, Sheet and Tyler. He's been averaging like, what, 7-8 points a game? So what do we need out of Tobias Harris for it to be a good night for him?
man, I need Tobias to play the same way he played that year he played when he signed that big contract. And, you know, he was
sound like a long time
20,
ago. Yeah.
But still, it was. But, yo, for that money, like, dog, you signed for that bread, I'm going to need more than 7 points a game, especially in big games. You know what I'm saying? I could see if, you know, it's a poop butt game and, you know, you're playing a team that isn't as good as you or whatever. Okay, I could see you coming up short then. But, yo, in the big games, you coming up 8 points, 10 points, shooting, like, 4 for 15, this and that. No, all that is getting the gym. Cats got to get in the gym to help, man. You know what I'm saying? Oubre got to get in the gym. These guys got to get in the gym. The only one who I'm not expecting to, like, really add point-wise is Kyle Lowry. Because Kyle, he's a vet. You know what I'm saying? He's a setup dude. And plus, I know what I'm going to get from Kyle. I know Kyle, being the veteran he is, he's going to be diving on the floor and all that stuff. So it's like, oh, man, this is – a double-digit vet here. You know, he knows what it takes to get to that next level because he's done it in Toronto. So we just got to get our guys, man, to step up. We got to play that bench. You got all that young heat on the bench right there. They anxious. They ready. Like, you ever have a bunch of dogs in the yard, they on the chain, and then as soon as you let them off the chain, oh, man, they running free as I don't know what. Running for their life, fast as I don't know what, right? That's what these young fellas got to do on our bench. KJ, oh, man, I know he's full of energy. You know, I know what nephew could do. You know what I'm saying? We got to get the other guys on that bench just to come as one cohesive unit. We can't keep having these games where Embiid doing his thing, Maxi doing his thing, and then ain't nobody else got over 10 points.
Yeah, that's kind of, and you're talking about the bench ain't really gave you not a whole lot. The bench gave you, like, what, 15 points last night, something like that, 18 points? But you need a little bit more if you're going to take this series. Definitely need a little
bit more. So you need a little bit more, not only if you're going to take the series, but having any thoughts of moving from it.
Well, and then moving forward, I mean, that's the path is there, Rashid. If they could get through this, you know, the Bucks are banged up. Indiana's kind of unproven at this stage in the playoffs. Like, Rashid, there's a path there. If the Sixers can beat the Knicks, that they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Do you think the winner of this series will play the Celtics to go to the finals?
Probably. I think, you know, they're going to be beat up. Whoever wins this series, no matter if it's us or the Knicks, definitely going to be beat up going into that next round.
Rashid Wallace joining us here, talking some Sixers-Knicks as we get ready for Game 4 on Friday. Rashid, Tyrese Maxey, the leap he's taken this year has been incredible. You mentioned him a few minutes ago. And, I when I watch him, his ability to get to the basket and blow by defenders, it's pretty remarkable. You know, I think of Kyrie now. AI obviously was great at it, but this kid's first step, it's pretty great. When you watch Tyrese, what do you see out there?
Well, not only I think is his first step great, as you just mentioned, but he's efficient. He's not sitting up there taking like 19 dribbles to either pass the ball or to shoot a shot with two people on him. No, he's efficient. Every time he dribbles, he gets that ball, I'm looking to score. I'm looking to dribble towards the basket. Not no sidestep stuff, all this side dribbling behind the back and hesitations. No, I'm going right to the basket. And he's going to put it up there, right or left. And if he can't, you know what I'm saying, he's going to dish it off to somebody that's down there. But I love the way he's been playing. He's made huge, huge strides over this last 2 years. Huge strides to be, you know, get that sixth man of the year. And that's, to me, that's what he should have been. He's my sixth of the year. You know what I mean? For all the things that he does for our team, like, man, you got to tip your hat to the young fella.
So, Sheed, what you got coming up next on the podcast, man? I know your brother was telling me you were shooting the podcast. So, what y'all talking about in the next Sheed and Tyler podcast?
Oh, yeah, we just going to recap what's going on over the weekend. You know, some MMA stuff. Of course, basketball, you know that. We're going to recap the draft because the draft is actually last night, today, and tomorrow. So, you know, we're going to take a look at that and see what's what and give our 2 cents in.
Sounds good, Sheed. Listen, man, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother.
We'll be listening to the podcast. Let's catch up again soon, and maybe we'll see you in the Super Bowl again, Rashid. So how's that sound? Eagles-Chiefs next season.
Oh, for sure. Always and forever like he waves.
There he goes. Rashid Wallace, we appreciate it. Thanks, man. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one, brother.
All right, be easy.
There he goes. Rashid Wallace of the Sheed and Tyler podcast. See, he cleaned it up a little bit, but he's trying to tell you.
He toned it down a little bit, but yeah, he
Tobias
brought that heat.
Tobias needs to play better.
Yeah, he brought that heat, man, and he basically been saying what what fans have been saying the last couple of nights. Bench needs to play better. Like, the effort that you're getting from Joel Embiid, you don't want the big fella to burn out. So you got to get some more points from that bench, man. At least a couple games. Get a big fella a little bit of help, man. Give him a little bit of rest.
Well, 41 minutes is a long. It's a big night. It was a big night. Was it Ben that was on the air when Rasheed called in? I put Ben. I think it's Ben. I'm put on hold here. What's up, Ben? We got you back.
What's up, guys?
Sorry, Rasheed Wallace jumped you.
Yeah, of course. You gotta make way. I've followed other people like Jamie Moyer and stuff like that. I mean, it's great to listen to, you know, great icons coming out of the city or being and playing in the city and stuff like that. And speaking about another one, obviously Embiid and his performance last night. And I get what you're saying, Hugh, about like how the just the city is burnt out about the energy around the Sixers. They give so much, and it's like every year it just comes up short. But I feel like, you know, we don't have that negative energy in the players this year. I feel like there's definitely, like, I mean, Harden, Simmons, obviously, the two right there. You know, Embiid being surrounded by, you know, people like even Campaign coming off the bench yesterday and firing that crowd up. I mean, that was exciting to see, and that's what we need. And that's what really got the team going in the third quarter and the rest of the stadium. And, you know, fueled us all the way to say, you know, waving bye-bye to the Knicks fans as they were leaving. But about the money for the tickets, I reached out to my brother-in-law, about tickets. He had season tickets this year, and the Sixers wanted a deposit for next year's season tickets for him to get postseason tickets this year, and he elected not to do it, which is very unfortunate. It's kind of crazy to me. You know, I have Philly season tickets, and I do that to take part in the postseason. It was unfortunate that happened, so I went on the secondary market, and I was looking for tickets. My other friend, who he bought tickets through the Sixers for like $100 for the assembly room, and they were selling online for only like $70 after they lost those games. So people were maybe trying to get some money back, but they were losing money selling those tickets on the secondary market. And, I mean, I don't know. I buy and sell tickets all the time on that secondary market, and, you know, sometimes you win them, sometimes you lose them. So I don't know about that.
Kyle just gave me the in your face.
Yeah, well, that was Ben. It's a good call. That actually makes me feel even worse.
You know what? Shut up.
Because now, if people just give up, they gave up and took a loss.
Yeah, they took an L. So, but what I'm saying still holds true about the fan base not believing in this team. Now, the money aspect of it, yeah, I'm way off base about that. But the aspect about me saying that this fan base was tired of it, and the fact that he brought it up, that they played hard last night. There's a lot of times last year where it looked like they played hard, and people felt like the wool was pulled over their eyes.
Well, because they had losers.
Yeah, and they didn't want to deal with that anymore, man. So, I mean, the money aspect, yeah, I was off base with the money. But the overall premise was pretty solid, though. Pretty solid premise.
Game four is basically the series. Would we agree on that? Game three kept it alive. But
game four is about to jump now.
Game four is the series. If they win game four, it's all right there. They can absolutely win the series. If they lose, they're done. I mean, they're not coming back from 3-1. So we can't have on a – I don't even know what time is this game tip on Sunday. Afternoon? Whatever time the game is Sunday.
Yeah, next. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, like we can't have a bunch of Knicks fans taking over the arena.
I don't think they will. I think like the enthusiasm for the team, people got excited about it when they saw – Joel Embiid, and then they realize what he was actually going through. So I think it's
better. All right, Hugh. So if they do, then I need you to come on Monday and say that was a disgraceful showing by Sixers fans. Nothing about the money, making a profit.
What do you mean?
I want to hear from you. If Knicks fans take over our building in a game
they're
where
not,
the Sixers can.
Over.
Okay, Hugh, but if they do, I need from you.
I feel like it's a lot of.
No.
Like a lot of anger in your voice.
It's right. It's aggression for sure.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, I understood it, but I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Right, but if it does, then I need you to say that's a bad showing by Sixers fans.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with that, but I don't think that's going to happen. This city's not going
to
let me.
All right, and one more thing. If Tobias scores under 5 points, I need you to rip Tobias.
No, if Tobias...
I need him cut is what I need. All right?
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
I need him off the team.
He going to the Hall of Fame. You ain't know.
Excuse me?
8 points a game, that's in the playoffs.
If Tobias, let me just say this to you. If Tobias Harris ever gets a single Hall of Fame vote.
Somebody go vote for him. He's going to get one.
Shut the building down in Springfield. Shut it down. I'm serious. Close the doors, lock the key away, and shut it down.
Just because.
Shut it down.
I'll be the one vote. If they let me vote, I'll be the one.
I'm telling you, disband the Hall of Fame. I've been there. I've seen it. It's a cool place. Get rid of it. Get rid of the whole building.
It's all right.
It's, I've only been to the baseball and basketball. I've never been to Canton. And I remember
Canton's
to the hockey.
Nice, though. But it's in the middle of, like, nowhere. And everything's expensive.
Well, we're going to take a trip to Canton.
Yeah, when Kelsey goes
Kelsey,
in.
Yeah.
I went when Doc went in. It was pretty cool, man. It was pretty cool.
I've heard it's great. Yeah, I always wanted to go there. Yes, yeah, Springfield's fine. But if Tobias ever got a vote, they shut the whole place down. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to as many of your phone calls as we can. Coming up here, reacts to the Quinyon Mitchell pick and Bede's big night. And we'll also find out whether Hugh or I nailed our mock drafts. Kyle's got the scores back there. I mean, I'm just, spoiler, neither of us did great because the Penix pick just threw the whole thing off. And
one of you did pretty good.
Yeah? All right. And I'll share my day two big board players tonight for the Eagles to target. All up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey!
Welcome back, Midday Show. It is a celebration.
It's a party.
It's a celebratory day. A Sixers victory. We got a series here. 2-1 heading into Game 4 on Sunday. And one leg of the draft down, just one. I like that how he said that last. I got a lot of work to do. Starts tonight, pick 50, pick 53 for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll give you my big board for tonight coming up in a little bit, and your phone calls coming up. But we did do a mock-off the other day, and I got to be totally honest. I heard you last night, Hugh, on the draft show when I left, and seemed like you had kept track of your picks. Like you knew what you had done.
Oh, Joe, so, it was so bad.
Okay, but I got to be honest with everyone. I wrote my mock down the other day when we did our mock-off on one of my show papers. And then the show ended, and I threw my paper out.
No, I kept mine.
And I know you did.
Shows how much you cared.
Well, no, it's not that I was recycling, okay? I'm trying to save the planet.
He's trying to save the tree.
Well, I didn't
don't blame environmentally consciousness.
All right, here's what happened. Most of my notes for the show I put in my phone, like the notes app. This one I wrote down, so I didn't keep it. Anyway, and we do so many mocks. I read so many mocks. If, like, Kyle, you could totally lie to me right now and tell me I picked everything wrong or right. I don't remember. I mean, I know I did Caleb Williams 1,
yes.
And I did Daniels 2. Mm-hmm. Think I had May 3. But I really don't know if I did well, terrible last night. So give us the results here. Who won our mock-off?
All right, so I went through excruciating detail this morning.
Good thing someone kept
in here, yep. Going through the scoring, and I came up with what I thought was a fair scoring system because there's a lot of things you have to factor in, right? Like the position, the player, mm-hmm. the team that's there, whether or not they traded or whether they stayed, all that good stuff. So just a few quick thoughts before I reveal the winner here. You both nailed the top two. You both had Caleb Williams.
All right.
And you both had Jaden Daniels. Now, gets a little bit funky because Mr. Joe Giglio, Smarty Pants over here, thought he was going to go flying off the board with all these trades.
Well, that's what I heard was going to happen.
He got crazy.
And then nothing happened.
Joe listened
to
him.
You was trading, folks? Oh, yeah, that's right. You was trading.
Joe listened to his sources who led him astray.
They lied.
And he went with a lot of trades. Now, here's where it gets a little dicey, because Hugh had the Pats staying, taking a quarterback. Joe had the Giants moving up to get the correct quarterback.
So I had the guy in the right spot.
You had the guy in the right spot.
Wrong team.
Wrong team.
Hugh had both wrong.
You had position and team.
Ooh, okay.
So that was, I thought, I said, even.
Okay.
On that one.
Sure.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sure, and look, okay. Hugh, I was trying to be generous for you.
I appreciate it.
I mean, all
it.
I heard is that I hit the first three picks, name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, it got a little bit tougher after that. I will say Hugh, like, randomly nailed, like, the number 10 overall pick, like, just out of nowhere. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Fuaga?
Yes. No. Sorry. It wasn't 10. It was whoever got the Penn State.
Oh,
tackle.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Whatever his name is.
Fuashu or something crazy. Yeah. So Hugh got that
Jets
one.
Jets got him.
Yep.
Jets got him.
Yeah.
Really, what tipped the scales in one of your favors was getting the Eagles pick correct.
Yeah, that
on
was,
the nose.
Definitely was
so it had to be me. Now
the
I,
name.
Hugh picked Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
So the
winner of the mock-off. Mr. Joe Gilio.
I picked Quinyon Mitchell.
You picked
to the
Quinyon
Eagles.
Mitchell to the Birds,
and
man.
Forgot
you
about
it
a day later. All right, so do
good
I get
job.
A trophy
great
or
job
something?
By you. No, you get
a plaque?
Nothing. You get nothing.
Trophy.
Wait a second.
You get a good hearty.
No,
good
no,
job.
Hold on.
You know what? Shut up.
The afternoon show's got the Insider of the Year thing. That's a big award.
I don't give a shit.
We need to put a plaque up in here for the mock off of the year.
What did the Insider of the Year get?
I don't know. What does the Insider of the Year get?
Not a damn thing.
Well, right now Howard
That's
Eskin
exactly
is
right.
pulling away. I mean, Howard.
Yeah, Howard killed that. That
he reported the AJs.
Yeah, he did. That was it. Yeah, he nailed that. He also said 0% chance the Eagles stuck around at 22. Wrong right. about that.
Okay,
I think that's a dot to half a point on the AJ.
But the AJ thing, he killed the AJ thing. Though.
So let me throw this in about Howard. I mean, I give Howard a lot of credit for breaking the news that they were talking extension. But why didn't he follow through and nail the moment it happened like Ian Rapoport did? I mean, Howard was on the air last night as they were finalizing that deal. He could have said, breaking news, the Eagles and A.J. Brown have an extension.
You know what he also
he
did?
Do that.
He said he took the coward's way out and didn't name a guy in the draft and said, pick the best player available.
Well, he does that all the time.
Of course.
Last year he wrote down two names
saying.
In the envelope.
I'm
Remember
just
that?
Saying.
So are you saying Howard's not the Insider of the Year? Or
No. I think as of right now, he should be. Now, this isn't my place to judge. They'll do the rankings on the afternoon show. If I had my druthers, he'd be number one still. But I do think he gets docked a point from last night for that behavior.
So who would you?
I would say AJ's worth.
It's between him and D-Gun, though, right?
They were between those two. They were tied at number one. I would say the AJ thing is worth like 3 points in my book, and then he gets docked one off of that for all the other
okay.
nonsense.
All right, we'll keep a track yep. here. I mean, what's the next big Eagles thing to come? Maybe like a trade of Bradbury or release? I mean, who's going to have that information?
Well, somebody can, like, if somebody really wants to get their neck out there, day two's tonight.
Tell me who they're going to pick.
That's exactly right.
I want to know who's coming to 50 and 53. I have my big board. We'll unveil that before the
end
of the show.
And, like, look, if Elliot were to come in and say, I know who the Eagles are going to pick on day two. Tougher than day one.
Way tougher.
He could swoop in and you know, throw some elbows
I
in.
I see you trying to throw spot. It out there. I don't think he's going to step up to the plate and do that, though.
You know what? You
I don't
know what?
Think he got
I'll
it.
Tell you when the next
You don't think he could luck into a home run?
No, I don't think he got it in.
I know the next big thing for the Insider rankings. The schedule release. Who's the home opener?
That's good.
Week
yeah.
two. We know the Brazil game's week one. So that's isn't that coming up like a week or two from right now? Oh, I can't wait for schedule release.
Day. Ooh, win-loss Wednesday?
I think it is a top 10 non-sports day of the year.
It's
like,
so fun.
I love it. It's the best. Let's go to the phones here. Gabe is on the cell. Hey, Gabe.
Gabe.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Gabe? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm so happy that the Sixers pulled it through because I was ready to come on here and shot off like a cannon if they lost that one as well. So, Gabe, I was going to destroy
him. If Embiid got thrown out, I was going to kill him. I mean, that would have been ridiculous. Fortunately, he was not thrown out, and he scored 50.
I genuinely think that the flagrant one was kind of the rest kind of giving us the benefit of the doubt because when you do actually, you know, look back on it, it was a little bit of a questionable play. He claimed that it was because he didn't want the guy to fall on him before. He kind of got like, you know, scared. But, you know, he wrapped up. The optics didn't look good. I'm sure he meant well, but I'm glad that he was able to escape with just the flagrant one. And they won. So I can slumber peacefully at least until Sunday.
Yes. But, we have a series now to watch. Gabe, what did you think of the Eagles and what they did last night?
Yeah, so I actually wanted to call in and give Hugh his flowers on the mindset because, yeah, you definitely saw, at least with this draft, that defense is a luxury, man. Offense is where it's at. Like, offense is a necessity. And kudos to Howie for setting up the team the way that he set it up going at least into this year's draft because you saw how everyone was kind of scrambling for those primary offensive players. And I think it was either Nick Saban or Belichick that was on the program last night talking about like how a lot of these teams really do need help at those primary positions. That's why you saw a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of wide receivers, offensive tackles that need to protect those quarterbacks kind of come off the board first early in the first round and then have those defensive players, the cornerbacks, come later in the first round. I mean, no, nothing against them, nothing, you know, that they fell because of skill level or whatever. It's just the way that the league is set up right now, you unfortunately just have a lot of teams that are struggling on the offensive side, and we're not one of those teams, fortunately. So now we're able to have that luxury where we can have one of the best cornerbacks in that draft fall to us in the 20s, which is, I mean, kind of unheard of, because usually those cornerbacks get swooped up first in like the top 10 or top 15.
It's so almost like being able to zig when everyone's zagging. Yeah, it's a good point. Like, because the Eagles have such a set offense, they could sit there and say, all right, you guys all take the offensive players. We'll just wait for the, you know, the fifth or sixth best defensive player in the whole draft, or maybe it was like the fourth, whatever Quinyon was. Like, you know, we'll just wait for one of the top five defensive players in the whole draft at 22. It's a good spot to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, before I had one question for you guys. I know you guys had touched on this now that we're heading into the second and, you know, later rounds of the draft. The chance of getting Jeremiah Trotter Jr., I mean, it's a fairy tale. You know, you love it. It's great. If you do end up getting him, do you think that's extra pressure on him to perform in the city, considering, you know, the bloodline that he comes from? And if he doesn't perform, do you think that not necessarily strains the relationship between the Trotters and the Eagles, but is it worth taking that risk? Basically is what I'm asking. I know you guys have touched on this before, but do you think it's really worth having somebody in there to someone of that caliber, considering the trade-off of what might happen if things go wrong?
I think you read way too much into it.
I think that
if Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles, he's going to be expected to do his job just like his dad did his job. And if he doesn't, then he has to face all the ridicule that anybody else would face.
You know,
he didn't do his job.
I actually think the pressure and the weight of it would be more on the Eagles than him this reason.
To have him be successful.
Yeah, and I'm going to use a different sport example, but I remember Ryan Sandberg was the manager here with the Phillies. One of the worst managers I've ever seen. Ryan Sandberg was a joke. But he was with the Cubs in their minor league system, and people thought he'd be the next Cubs manager. And I remember reading that they didn't want to hire him, Hugh, because they didn't want to have to fire him. Sometimes organizations don't want to have someone in that everyone loves. And this would be the son of someone everyone loves, right? He's just a kid. But because eventually you have to make a hard decision on that person. Or what if they fail? It's like, do I think the Eagles wouldn't take Jeremiah Trotter Jr. because they don't want to have to cut him one day? No, I'm not saying that. But it's hard because, he would be expected to play well. But guess what the pressure would also be?
On the Eagles?
Yeah, to play him. Imagine if they're starting Nakobe and they're starting Devin White.
And he's not playing.
He's not playing. And let's say those guys are only playing okay. People would be screaming, get him on the field.
Yeah, put Trot in. Put little Trot in.
It's a little bit – I think it's actually – if I was a GM, I don't know if I'd love the whole son of a star player thing on the team, because it feels, especially in the city, it feels like it just creates a whole thing.
That, you know what, man, it's highly unlikely that would happen. That's a pipe dream, because it's you know, just like when John Runyon's son got drafted. He went to the Packers.
Right.
Like, it's highly unlikely.
Well, they also had a chance to get in this offseason. He was a free agent. He went to the Giants.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the reasons why. You know, you don't want that heat.
So I also think their draft position tonight makes it unlikely he'll be here. So they have the 2 second-round picks. They don't have a third-round pick. When you start looking at the mocks for tonight and, you know,
he's mocked
day two,
in the third.
He's mocked in that spot where they don't have a pick. So it feels like, and I could be wrong. I mean, when you start getting into the 50s.
Stranger things can happen.
Yeah, it's beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But I'm not seeing many picks mocks where he's picked in the Eagles range. I keep seeing him picked in this third round, late third. They don't have a pick there. So it almost might work out where he's just not really in their range.
You know what's funny? If anything, and I don't know, and I'm just saying this, I don't actually know their needs. But I can see him Baltimore, Kansas City, something like that.
Well, Baltimore did lose Patrick Queen this offseason.
Yeah, yeah. You can see him in like a Baltimore, maybe Kansas City, maybe an extension of some of Coach Reed's guys, Buffalo maybe. I don't know what Buffalo needs. I'm just throwing different places out there where he could potentially land. Yeah. So I don't see him being here in Philadelphia. I don't.
It would be fun, though. I mean, if Howie wants to get everyone excited, I mean,
it would be great for him, because then, man, listen, if I'm young Trot, I'm not buying a place. I'm staying at home, I'm staying at the crib.
I just
with pops.
Don't you kind of feel like they would need more of a force in that linebacker spot? If you're going him and Nakobe, that's a little stubby.
Little stubby.
So to the point of where he might get picked. So I just pulled up Bleacher Report has a day two mock, right? His spot tonight is number 95, bottom of the third round, Buffalo Bills. That's the projection for him tonight.
If the Bills ever make a pick, I mean.
Well, I know. And so, but that's where the Eagles swap the pick with the Steelers for Kenny Pickett. Like, so if they had a third round pick tonight,
probably could have been here.
It could have been it. But they could also move around. Like, they could. They don't have to pick at 50 and 53 tonight. They could drop back to the third round. We'll see what Howie does. Jake's in Delco. Thank What's you. Up, Jake?
Jake.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Jake?
On, Jake?
Jake.
Sorry, Kyle.
No, it's all right.
Hey, I've been on hold for a long time.
I know. We're happy to get you on.
I get it. Yeah. Well, you know, Kyle, you better knock it off. Rasheed Wallace, I get it, man.
Better
I remember
keep
he was a legend.
Your mouth down and shut, boy.
Yeah, all right, well, we got 17 minutes left in the show, Kyle. 16. You going to keep going?
I think he's done. Oh, yeah. I think he's done.
You want to play with me?
Oh, just like that. Okay.
So nah, he's better. So I feel bad for OG Wade today because at the moment when AJ signed that contract, all of his harebrained theories about how Howie had told, AJ, just be quiet, sit back, and we got a trade lined up for you. Don't worry, you remember that whole thing.
How could I forget? Yeah,
I don't. Yeah. Could you refresh my memory?
Yeah, but OG thought that AJ played his last game in an Eagles uniform.
Okay.
Yeah, so him and Marcus Hayes can eat a nice bowl of crow today because Marcus Hayes, with that stupid article, he wears number 11 and beats headphones, and he's from the pit of hell. His name is it. Remember that article in the Inquirer?
I don't remember that line, but I remember the idea of the article.
I added that at the end. But
I was wondering.
He said it. I don't like when these guys – I get it, he's a reporter, but he said it in such a declarative sense. Like, you know. Like, you're the fly on the wall in there, and you know. But, so, obviously, I just don't like Marcus Hayes very much.
Well, he's
but
a columnist. He's writing a column. He's got an opinion. His job's having an opinion. That's
yeah,
all.
Right. Marcus, right.
Marcus is a good guy. But go ahead.
But I love Joel Embiid. You know, we had Isaiah Thomas had the sprained ankle game. You know, Carson Wentz threw the touchdown on a blown out knee. And then Jordan had the flu game. And now Embiid had the Bell's palsy game. Palsy.
Yeah, I know you did. It's the Bell's palsy series. I mean, that's because I don't think this thing just goes away overnight. This is the Bell's palsy series.
Is that really what we want to name the series?
Well, he went with the flu game.
I mean, so you're looking at me with a straight face.
I'm down with the Bell.
Okay.
I'm down with the Bell.
Y'all okay with this?
Now, if they win. If they lose, they
Was that an intended double entendre there when you said looking at me with a straight face because Joel Embiid can't look with a straight face?
That right there is just
he
way,
went next level.
Nah,
that was
just way
that's
disrespectful.
It was clever. That's, Jake, we appreciate it.
You can't believe you guys, man. Don't laugh at that. Don't think that's clever. That's
You went there.
I didn't go there. No, I was – like the way he tied it in, you got to give him props for that.
No, it's
but
good.
Still,
yeah.
It's not. I don't want to go there, man.
So you don't want to call it the Bell's palsy?
No,
series.
No.
But Joel Embiid has the virus.
He does.
It's not like we're making it up.
It's just, look. It's,
and when you say virus, it just
it's
makes
a virus.
That, it just makes it sound way worse.
If they lose, then the Bell's palsy series has a much worse connotation to it. If they win, then it's something we look
and
back
the
fondly
more you
on.
Say it, the more people are going to go with
this
it.
Is how we breathe life into things.
Oh my gosh, the Bell's palsy series. Okay.
It could. I mean, that's.
I'm going to stop saying it because I know y'all, we got some childish.
The more you say it, the more it becomes a thing.
Yes, it does.
Well, that's childish.
It was pretty clever, though.
Are you ready for my big board? I got a big board for tonight. All right. 10 players, and I got two picks now. So 10 players that I would be very happy if they walked away from with tonight. All right. Number one, I'm not running from this. I'm doubling down. Cooper DeJean. I can't believe I wasn't picked in the first round. Shocked. I don't think he'll be there at 50 tonight. I'd guess he's going to go pretty early in the second round, but he's number one on my big board, as he was yesterday. Number two, Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker, Texas A&M. Number three, Peyton Wilson, linebacker, NC State. Number four, Junior Colson, linebacker, Michigan. You guys sensing the theme here? Get a linebacker.
Yeah, I hear it.
Because they absolutely need one. All right. Number five, we're going with Roger Rosengarten, offensive tackle from Washington. He played along with Fontanu there at Washington. That offensive line didn't get Penix touched. I like him. Let's put him five on this list. All right. Number six. I know they already drafted a corner yesterday, but we got a call earlier about a slot corner. There's another one, Max Melton, a nickel from Rutgers. I'm fine if they draft another corner. Fix the whole D-back room because they stunk last year. I'm not married to any of these guys.
Yeah. We might have some cover guys back
there. Yeah, let's cover somebody. Okay. Number seven. Jerzon Newton, defensive tackle, Illinois. We saw him in the first round of a lot of mocks. He slipped out. if he's there, maybe a defense tackle that can actually rush the quarterback, because they only have one of those guys right now with Jalen Carter. And then I got a couple receivers and an edge rusher. Number 8, Jalen Polk, wide receiver, Washington. Number 9, Ladd McConkey, wide receiver, Georgia. I think he was the one here where you were shocked to see him as a first-round guy in some of those mocks, Ladd McConkey, the receiver from Georgia. But he can go tonight as a slot guy in round 2. And my number 10 player tonight, Mohamed Kamara, edge rusher, Colorado State. I feel like he might be the kind of guy we'd look up in a couple years. Like, he had 12 sacks. Where was he drafted? The second round? I think he can play, and he could be available tonight for the Eagles. So there's my big board. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We opened the show earlier with the Twitter question up of which event from last night are you more excited about, the Sixers win or the Eagles getting Quinyon Mitchell in the draft? Pretty close poll. 52% more excited for Quinyon Mitchell. 48% on a Sixers victory in game number 3. Let's go to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.